Okay, well, so I'm just going to be doing a hemoglobin A1C on you, so it's more like a finger poke that you would do at home.
Sure. Oh, I don't care.
I could have tested you for cholesterol, but no fasting. And you know what? We think pregnant, fasting, diabetic, I don't know.
Rochelle Raphael is visiting the mobile diabetes clinic at Stalo Nation for the first time and is surprised at the outcome.
Yeah, they told me I was doing good. I didn't know that. I had no idea. Oh, great. That's good news. No one's tested my hemoglobin like they did, and no one has done an average or anything like that. It's just, you know, you need to avoid this, this, and this, and don't eat this, and good luck. Okay, thanks. So that was really cool that they did that, and that made me feel really good that I have everything under control, because I've been feeling like I haven't.
Sue Faulkner is one of two registered nurses on the mobile diabetes clinic team. She says the fact that the team brings diabetes care out to reserves is important.
If we go to them, then we're much more likely to get to the client than if we demand they come to us. If there wasn't a problem getting to healthcare, then we wouldn't exist.
Appointments at the mobile clinic are one-on-one, and team members are sensitive to the fact that their clients face barriers to accessing healthcare services.
It's a very intense experience, for sure, to sit with somebody for half an hour and ask them the most intimate questions about their life. And you do. They have to disclose really personal stuff. Very difficult to do that with a complete stranger. And I'm always impressed with the honesty and the interest that I get from the clients who come to see us. They're so open, and that's just it's a gift. You know, that I never take for granted.
One of the biggest challenges for Faulkner and the other team members is the lack of access to affordable, high-quality food in many remote communities. It's not as simple as telling clients to eat healthier to better manage their diabetes.
I wouldn't let anybody tell me that I was now required to spend two-thirds of all of my money on my nutrition. I would say, you don't know what you're talking about and you really need to go. Because you're not useful to me. And that's the whole idea, right? Is to make ourselves useful.
The Mobile Diabetes Clinic's mandate is to visit all diabetics on reserve in southern BC. The heart of the team's approach is working with their clients to give them options for managing the disease. Faulkner uses ramen as an example of how a cheap staple can become a meal appropriate for diabetics.
Those noodles you cook up in a couple of minutes? If you add vegetables to them, you're adding fiber. Even if it's frozen vegetables, you're still adding some fiber. You're still taking that terrible starch that's going to shoot your blood sugar into the stratosphere and making it less likely that it's going to do that. So that's one way to do it. Telling them that, you know, a platter full of rice is not a good substitute if they don't have a lot of food is something. You know, make the rice smaller than the piece of salmon. And to go back to traditional diet, a lot of people are very happy to do that. And because, first of all, they can go out and catch their own food, which is really helpful, if they have that ability. Hopefully they do. And if they don't, well, then just putting them back towards the traditional diet and saying, you know, one bannock instead of all the bannock. I could eat all the bannock.